know, so here you have a venue that may have someone 21 or older who can drink, you know, out of a cup, and someone who is, if they're not separated by some type of, you know, barrier other than a wristband, how is law enforcement keeping those under 21 from consuming?
It's almost impossible, and that's why we're bringing forward the ordinance. It's also as a bar owner. I mean, I've talked to a number of bar owners that don't do that type of activity because even for them, it's a very difficult thing to enforce when you have a mix of folks that are that similar and close to age, and you know the law is still the law. The bar can't just because they have a mix. Night, they can't serve to anybody. They can only serve to somebody who's 21. But then you're at a table and there's a bunch of drinks at that table and you've got, you know, the cross, you know, it's very difficult to enforce from a bar's perspective and importantly from a police perspective. So it's just it's a tool. It's not going to completely, we're not asking for a complete ban. There are still exceptions that are in state statute and reasonable. Obviously, if you had, let's say you had a wedding, that's a different venue. That's a private venue. That's not a bar that's selling admission into a bar. And most bars don't have this on a regular basis. They self, you know, they what they do right now is that, you know, they just cut off. You can't come into the bar unless you're 21. State law allows anyone to come in, but by having these types of nights, it makes it difficult for them. And because of difficult for them, it's also difficult then for us from a public safety. And that's a lot of resources. And that's the issue. We put a lot of resources. So if there is actually a call for somebody that has another issue in some other part of town, our resources are tied up dealing with something that otherwise could be addressed by order. It's, again, it's not banning it. It's setting up restrictions, clear separations.
More specificity.
Yeah, we may even have a situation where I've asked a city attorney to draft an amendment that would allow, okay, if you really do want to have something like that without the separation, you want to hold it, well, then there'd be a special permit for it. So we could pay for the extra public safety we have, which on a most, you know, adding additional officers like that is, we know what that costs. So we'd charge something like $2,000 to have that permit. Then you could have it, but you just have to pay for that extra public safety that's required to enforce it.